Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Glory to God. We are excited as usual about the Word of God, and we hope that you get excited about the Word of God and allow that Word to grow on the inside of you to the point that it comes out of your mouth and you begin to share with other people. Our mission, y'all, on this earth is to share the gospel, to help people get saved, to help them to realize that they need Jesus in their life. Our lesson today is entitled what, Pastor?
It is living in Christian community.
Hallelujah.
Living in Christian community. Amen. And it is a wonderful lesson today. We're talking about how to build the community of Christ. Amen. Build the Christian community. And we start off this morning in our first part of our lesson. It's going to be coming from Matthew 28 and 18 through 20. And we're also going to be looking at our second section of our lesson. It's going to be coming from Hebrews, amen. Hebrews 10, 22 through 25. Glory to God. And in our first verse here, part A of building the church. Building the church. And we're looking at Jesus' authority. In verse 18, it said, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
Praise God. Glory to God. Jesus said, "What? All power is given unto me." Hallelujah. Both in heaven and in earth. Now think about this. This was after the resurrection of Jesus. I should say this. I said, after Jesus was crucified, he was placed in the tomb. Glory to God. He stayed 3 days and he told them that he was going to get up. Glory to God. He got up. Glory to God. He was resurrected. He even told the disciples to meet him. Glory to God. And he was resurrected. Glory to God. He showed himself. Glory to God. He's communicating with them. Glory to God. He's giving them a message on how they need to live as Christians and how they have to be a light in the darkened world, how they have to share Christ to others. Glory to God. But Jesus says something so fantastic. He said, "All power, glory to God, is given unto me," both in heaven and on earth. Glory to God. He was letting them know, glory to God, he had already told them who he was, glory to God. But now they realize that because of the resurrection, glory to God, that he indeed is, glory to God, the Son of God. So he said, "All power." He didn't say some power, Pastor. He said all power.
Well.
To me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And he's giving them a message. He's here to give them the words before he go back to heaven.
Amen.
Because he needs to give them some instructions for the Christian community, for the community to get saved, for people to begin to recognize who he is, glory to God, and what message he came to bring to this earth, glory to God. It's time. time for what? For men, women, boys, and girls to what? To accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It's time. Even though he's given instructions what, to the disciples, he's giving it to us as followers of Jesus.
Amen.
He's telling us, share the gospel. Glory to God.
Amen. And as you point out, this is Jesus that's giving his authority.
Hallelujah.
Jesus told him, hey, all power's
all
in me.
Power. Hallelujah.
And that word power, that word power lets us know that, hey, you got some authority there.
Hallelujah.
You got some authority in the power. But yet in the power and authority, there's an ability. Hallelujah. There's an ability. You see, one thing that he wanted them to know, I'm giving you instruction, but yet you will have authority and you will have the ability through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Through Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Through Jesus, glory to God. He's letting them know that all power is given to him. Glory to God. The power, see, he's the what? The Son of God. Hallelujah. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The triune God. He's letting them know, glory to God, that the power is given to him, glory to God. But if you are a disciple, if you are a follower, if you are a believer, glory to God, he's giving you some authority. Hallelujah. He's giving you some help. We have the Holy Spirit, glory to God, that's on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us. So we need to know that some of that anointing, that power, glory, from heaven rests on the inside of the believer. When you minister the word, you're not ministering by yourself, but you're ministering through who? The power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, and after Jesus had given them, hey, let them know that, hey, there's the power. He's the instruction. Jesus commanded. He gave a command in verse 19. It says, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Teach, when he pointed out, go teach all nations, he had told them, when you go teach, you're going to teach in the authority and power of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You're going to teach in the authority of me, the power.
Now, what I looked at, Pastor Chu, I'm looking at what you're saying is true. But what I looked at was the fact that he said, teach all nations. He
Amen.
Said, teach all people. The gospel is for what? For everyone. At one time when he first came to the earth, glory to God, the Jews thought it was only for them. But it's for the Gentiles. It's for the Greeks. Hallelujah. It's for all nations. It's for everybody, glory to God. He said, I need you. He's commissioned them. I need you to go and what? I need you to go and teach. I need you to go and preach. I need you to go and minister. I need you to go and share, glory to God. Is he just talking to disciples? No, no, no. He's talking to us because we are followers of Jesus Christ. We are true believers. We have been born again. We've been anointed with the Holy Ghost and we've been filled with the Holy Ghost. So he said, look, I don't want you to show no disrespect. I don't want you to avoid certain people because of the way they dress. I don't want you to avoid people the way they talk. I want you to share the gospel because the gospel is for everyone, glory to God. He that would receive the gospel, glory to God, he that receives the gospel, glory to God, will be saved. He that receives the gospel is part of the kingdom of God. So he said, I need you to go, glory to God. I need you to go into all the world. I need you to go everywhere, glory to God. Is he just talking to him? He's talking to us. Are you sharing the gospel? Are you sharing the gospel with not just the family, glory to God, but how about your neighbors, glory to God? How about your neighborhood, glory to God? How about in other cities? How about wherever you go? He said, I need you to share the gospel that men, women, boys, and girls might be saved.
Amen, amen. He was, hey, go. But yet, and be part of that verse right there. It said, baptize them.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father.
Glory.
And of the Son.
Hallelujah.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
That the power. The power is going to, the baptism. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because guess what? They got the ability. They got ability in them. They got a power. They got power in them. But now he's telling them what to do. The instruction. And the Great Commission.
And Pastor, when you're looking at it, glory to God, when people are getting what? Baptized, glory to God. I need you to understand that first they have to become what? A believer.
Amen.
Glory to God. They have to accept Jesus Christ, glory to God, as their personal Savior. They have to repent of their sins, glory to God. Hallelujah. They have to surrender to Him, glory to God. And once that is done, they go to the what? To the water, glory to God. And they go and they get baptized. They get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're going to say in Jesus' name. See, what happened? What happened? The baptism represents the what? The death, glory to God. The death and the burial of that old life and the resurrection, glory to God, of the new life. You're saying to the world, I'm no longer the same. The water not going to save you. You're already supposed to be saved before you get to the water, glory to God. You're already supposed to make a confession of your faith before you get to the water. You're already supposed to be a believer before you get to the water, glory to God. But what the water baptism is a testimony to the world that I am now a believer, and I'm being baptized, glory to God. That old life is being buried, glory to God. And I'm raising up the symbolic way. I'm raising up in what? In a newness.
Hallelujah.
I'm no longer the same. That's your testimony. I'm no longer the same. But I need to say it again, because some people think the water saved you. No. You get saved before the water, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You get saved before the water. The water is a testimony of the change that you've made, glory to God.
Amen, amen. And again, we look at baptism, and then look at the second. See, there's two parts of the baptism. You baptize them in the name, but there had to be accompanied by repentance. That's what you're saying. Hey, now you're coming up a new person. Glory. Here it says in verse 20, it says, teach them,
hallelujah,
to observe all things,
hallelujah,
whatsoever I commanded you. Now, what he told them, what he taught them, that's what they got to go forth and tell, let the people know.
Now, I'm going to key on the word teach them, glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to key on the word teach them. In other words, what happened, so many people, glory to God, they make their profession, their confession of faith, glory to God. They say they've accepted Jesus, glory to God, but they're not being taught. You need to be taught the word of God. You need to be firm in the word of God, because what the enemy will do, the enemy will come and try to twist the word, confuse you, glory to God. You need to be rooted in what? In the word. So he said, I need you to teach them. Glory to God. Our mission is to teach them, glory to God. We need to teach them the ways of God. We need to teach them what the word is saying. We need to teach them to be firm in the word. We need to teach them about the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to teach them that they are not by themselves, glory to God. We need to teach them that word has power in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. So we got to teach them the word. So tell me this. Why are you not going to Bible study? Glory to God. Why are you not going to Sunday school? Glory to God. Why are you not going to your new member class? Glory to God. You need to learn the word of God, because the enemy's job is to try to pull you back. Glory to God. Because if you're not firm in the word, glory to God, then you're not anchored. You got to be anchored in the word. You got to be anchored in Jesus, glory to God. So you got to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed. Look what the word said, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to know the word, because the enemy will come, and you've seen it in the Bible, those of you that study, you've seen the enemy come and try to twist the word, try to confuse the people, try to make them die. Hallelujah. But you got to know so much about him that he can't turn you around.
Amen. You got to be able to observe all the things,
hallelujah,
that's being taught to you. And but yet, by the observance, you got to also put it to practice.
Hallelujah.
You got to put it to practice. And in doing that, that's a walk with him. As he put in, you walking with him, and glory to God. And let me tell you something now. He said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to come. You've been born again now. Hey, we're talking about making disciples, Holly. Making disciples of Jesus. We're making disciples. But yet, we're looking at Jesus. God sent Jesus to us. We're looking at Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is moving us toward Jesus. We see him, but yet, when you see the Son, you see the Father. It would be led back to God through his power. So let's look at that C part of this session, and that is Jesus' presence. That's gonna be 20B. Amen. It said, and lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world.
He said, amen. I'm going to be with you always. He said, I'm not going to abandon you. Because remember, he sent us what? The Comforter. The Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost as a believer. When you accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost comes to us to abide on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost will warn you. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. He said, I'm going to be with you. He's with you in the form of the Holy Ghost. You're not by yourself. You're not ministering the word by yourself, but you're being led by the Spirit. He's leading you what to say. He's guiding you what to say. He's showing you the way, glory to God, to help others to be what? Convicted and converted, glory to God, in the newness of life. Listen, I'm going to say this again. You're not by yourself. Allow the Holy Ghost to fill you, glory to God. Remember they went in the upper room, glory to God, and they had to tarry, they had to wait for what? The coming of the Holy Ghost. I need you to know you don't have to wait, because when you get saved and you accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes immediately on the inside of yourself. You're not alone, hallelujah. You have a witness of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, glory to God, and you shall be a witness, glory to God, because you are saved. And because you are saved, you are commissioned to witness to others. You're commissioned to witness to that family member that may not know Jesus. You're commissioned to witness to what? To somebody in the community that may not know Jesus. Maybe somebody on your job. You're commissioned, glory to God, to share the gospel, glory to God, that others might be saved. Glory to God. Somebody share the gospel with me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody share the gospel with you, glory to God. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Glory to God. So this is our job, is to share the gospel. Somebody say this with me. I'm going to share the gospel. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm going to go forth and do what Jesus told me to do. He told me to go forth. Hallelujah. I'm going to go forth and share the gospel. Not only that, I'm going to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, because I'm going to rightly divide the word of God. I'm going to rightly divide because I'm going to study. I'm going to be in Bible study. I'm going to be in Sunday school. I'm going to be in areas of study. I'm going to find myself hungry for the word because I want to know more about him.
Amen, amen. And listen now, Jesus' presence, they got to know that when in Jesus' presence, as they're going forth into the world now, they're going forth to and fro, they're going forth to all nations. They still got to remember the promise.
Hallelujah.
The promise. Jesus said, I am the power. I am the authority. I give you the ability to make disciples by allowing them to what? Receive me. Oh, glory. They had to have that knowing that wherever they were, they had the presence of Jesus with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go into part two. And that's living as the church. The approaching rightly. Approaching rightly, hallelujah. And we talking about approaching. It says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Again, that Hebrews 10 and 22. I'm going to read again. Because right now, we're living as the church. We're living as the church. He said, let us draw nigh. Oh, little glory to God. And we talk about let us, we're talking about the believer. We're talking about the children of God. We're talking about the new disciples that's being produced through the power and authority of God. And it said, our heart be sprinkled from evil conscience. And when they talk about that sprinkling, we think about the Old Testament where they gave sacrifice, the sacrifice that Jesus gave, hallelujah. We think about, hey, we're sprinkled, we're washing his blood, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Again.
Read it one more time.
I'm gonna read it one more time. Let us draw nigh with a true heart and a full assurance of faith.
Wait. Full assurance of what? Of faith. You have to have faith in him. Go ahead.
Full of faith in him. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
In other words, we've been what? We've been purged.
Purged.
We've been cleansed.
Yes.
We've been cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost. We've been cleansed by God. Hallelujah. When we accept him, glory to God, we're no longer the same. When we confess our sins and we ask him to forgive us of our sins, glory to God, what does he do? He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, glory to God. Now, somebody said, well, I did something so bad. He's able to forgive you. Glory to God, if you truly repent, if you truly tell him you're sorry, if you truly go before him and you ask him, glory, he's able to what? To forgive you, glory to God. Hallelujah, because what? Because, hallelujah, because of the blood. Hallelujah. Because of the blood that was shed on Calvary. Because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Though we don't have to have what? No other sacrifice. And in the Old Testament, there were sacrifices of lambs. There were sacrifices of doves. But no longer do we need what? An animal sacrifice. But we received the sacrifice of Jesus when he hung on the cross. Glory to God. It was for you and me. Glory to God. When they pierced him in his side. Glory to God. And the blood came running out. That blood was for you and me. Glory to God. He died upon the cross for you and me. He came to what? To surrender himself for you and me. The sacrificial blood of Jesus is enough. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. See, that's what it's saying. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And because I'm a believer and because I've accepted him, glory to God, I'm no longer the same. Enemy, you lie. You try to bring back my past, but I want you to know that I've been forgiven, that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm no longer the same. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Someone say, I've been redeemed. Glory to God. I've been saved. Glory to God. I've been sanctified. Glory to God. I'm no longer the same. I'm in the kingdom. Glory to God. I'm in the kingdom. I'm following who? I'm following Jesus. Glory to God. No longer the same. A brand new life in him. Because you have a brand new life in him, you got a brand new talk. Oh, glory to God. You're going to have a brand new walk, glory to God. You're going to find yourself, glory to God, hungry for the word. You're going to find yourself pressing toward the mark of higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to know more about him. I want more word. Hallelujah. I want more knowledge, glory to God. I want a greater anointing in my life. I want to be used by you, God. Have your way. Have your way. Somebody say, have your way in me, Lord. Hey, somebody say, I need to surrender my total self to him. Hallelujah. Surrender to him. Glory to God. Oh, make me. Hallelujah. Shape me. And God, if you got to break me because I need to be broken in some areas. Glory to God. I want to be holy. I want to be totally yours. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Mm. Amen. When I say living as the church, I'm not talking about the church assembly or congregation that you're in. I'm talking about living as the church, which is the body.
Hallelujah.
Of
Christ. Hallelujah.
Now that B verse, in that B verse, that's gonna be Hebrews 10:23, it says, holding to faith. Holding to faith. It said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering.
Woo.
For he is faithful. That promise, hallelujah, glory to God.
Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. Glory to God. Don't stop professing your faith. Hallelujah. Don't stop believing. Glory to God. Don't be wavering. Glory to God. Be firm. Be planted in what? In your faith. Hold fast. Glory to God. Keep the word. Glory to God. Keep your mission. Glory to God. Keep preaching. Keep teaching. Hallelujah. Keep living for him. Hold fast. The enemy wants you to let go. Hallelujah. You say, I won't let go. I'm going to hold fast. I'm going to keep on walking. There are times that I got to run. I'm going to keep on running. I'm going to do what Jesus tell me to do. Glory to God. Because I'm holding fast. I'm on a mission for him. Glory to God. He's called me to do a work. And because he's called me to do a work, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to go. Wherever he leads me, I hear the songwriter said, I will go wherever he leads me. I'm going to follow.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I want to be with him. Hallelujah. And I want him to be with me. Glory to God. Not part of the way, glory to God, but all the way. Hallelujah. Because I no turning back. I heard the songwriter say, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. I'm going to keep on running for Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to keep on running. I'm not going to give up. Devil, you a lie. I'm not turning back. I'm running for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on running for him. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Glory to God. No turning back, I said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, the believers are called to remain faithful.
Glory to God.
Because he is faithful.
Hallelujah.
We remain faithful in him. We remain faithful in his power. We remain faithful in his authority because that's where the ability comes. We got to, now don't waver. Don't waver to the right. Don't waver to the left. And please don't be wavering to the point of standing still. But keep on pressing toward that mark.
Hallelujah.
His promise to us, I'll be with you. Lo, I'm with you. Just believe in it. Just when you're trying to live, when you're living in the church, know that Christ is with you. You are part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that C part, it says, encouraging one another. I said, encouraging one another. Verse 24. And it says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Let us encourage one another.
Yes.
Well, let us keep on telling people, let's keep on going. When you see somebody look like they're wavering or somebody look like they're getting ready to give up, we're going to encourage them. We're going to push them. We're going to tell them, keep the faith, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to help them because what our job is what to help them, glory to God, along the way. Glory, somebody helped you along the way, glory to God. So sometimes the enemy may attack. Sometimes the enemy may want them to give up. But the Lord has sent you with the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside, where you begin to discern that there's a problem, glory to God, and you begin to minister and you begin to tell them that it's all right because God is with them, glory to God. God is with you, and he promised that he will never, never leave you, glory to God. I'm not alone, glory to God. He's never going to leave me, glory to God. He's going to keep me, he's going to guide me, he's going to hold me, glory to God. He's not going to abandon you, glory to God. But the enemy wants you to believe that you're by yourself. You're not by yourself. I'm never alone. He's always with me. So we got to encourage our brothers and our sisters.
Yes, Lord.
God. We got to keep on encouraging. Don't just abandon them after they make that confession of faith, Lord God. But we have to keep supporting them. We have to keep ministering to them, Lord God. We have to keep leading them, Lord God, till they get to a place where they can go to a place where they studying that word and learning that word. And we still be praying for them. We keep them in our prayers, Lord God. Build them up, Lord. Build them up, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep them in faith, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. You just don't walk away, but you keep on praying. Put them on your prayer list, glory to God, and keep on praying for them. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep them walking after you, God. Hallelujah. Hold them firm in your hand, saying we rebuke you. We gotta go against the devil. Saying we rebuke you. You have no authority over my brother, my sister, glory to God. Greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that's in the world. We serve the greater one, and because we serve the greater one, glory to God. We know that we are winners, glory to God. We know that we are saved, glory to God. We know that we are sanctified. We know that we are on the march for him, glory to God.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, let us, hallelujah, let us consider one another.
Hallelujah.
We got to continue to encourage one another.
Hallelujah.
Believing and holding a relationship with Jesus Christ. Consider one another. We got to influence one another.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.